Colonel Joseph Winston's 60 men from the larger Surrey county of the day, around the town now half-named for him, Winston-Salem, were detached from the main body and sent wide around this side of the mountain to block Ferguson's retreat. They started to rush up another hill a mile away, were called back, and hurried to catch up. His men then attacked the mountain from here. Most of Captain William Lenore's men were left behind at Green River, so Lenore and his horse fell in with Winston. Well into the battle, he hears a Whig fall behind him and turns to look. Another runs up and says, "Give me your shot bag, old fellow!" The man hands it off and dies. Lenore is wounded in two places, and a bullet went through my hair about where it was tied. The shallow pits do not protect the dead from scavengers, and other bodies remain where they fell. For the next few weeks, wolves and vultures rule this mountain, the latter even attacking living visitors. People's free-running dogs and hogs partake as well, Collins says. He adds that people choose to live on little meat rather than eat their hogs, though they were very fat. Passing by a week later, he sees body parts all over. Supposedly in 1815, scattered bones are gathered from across the site and reburied somewhere, but if so, that site has not been found. Casualties. Patriots lost 28 to 35 killed and 60 to 100 wounded. Ferguson and the Loyalists had 225 to 275 killed, 72 to 153 wounded, and 648 to more than 725 captured. After the battle, the defeat forces Cornwallis to withdraw back into South Carolina. More significant is his loss of 900 soldiers. Having them could have changed British fortunes during their last North Carolina invasion the next year. As the Americans' first major victory in 3 years, Kings Mountain also boosted the morale of rebels throughout the new United States. The British Commander-in-Chief in America, Major General Sir Henry Clinton, called the battle an event that was immediately productive of the worst consequences to the King's affairs in South Carolina, and unhappily the first link in a chain of evils that followed in regular succession until they at last ended in the loss of America. Historical tidbits. Henry Hauser built a German-style two-story rock house around 1803 in today's park, unusually solid for the southern backcountry and unusually far south for the type. An example of Germanic migrants who came from Pennsylvania, he purchased 425 acres along Kings Creek a little west of here in 1789, part of a large amount he owned in both Carolinas. He and his apparent wife Jane, some sources say she was an enslaved stonecutter, raised at least 3 sons. Hauser held 4 more people in slavery, working on his farm, distillery, and stoneworks. The house remained in the family until 1918. It is on Rock House Road off Battleground Avenue, but is only open to the public on occasion. Check the park website for dates. The first commemoration of the battle occurred 35 years later, when the first Chronicle Maddox Monument was placed, led by a local doctor who had been a Continental Army surgeon. As the 100th anniversary approached, people from the states who supplied Patriot forces formed an association that sponsored a celebration and monument. When the larger monument was dedicated in 1909, at least 8,000 people attended. 10 times that number were here when President Hoover spoke in 1930. A year later, the U.S. Congress approved purchase of the land and creation of the park.